And this portion of WEOL Spotlight on Oberlin is brought to you by the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. Lorain County has a new tool for keeping your communities litter-free and beautiful, the cab trailer. Find out more at loraincounty.us/solidwaste. Or you can just stick around because we've got a conversation about that. We have Commissioner Lori Kukoski joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, it's sometimes interesting. You don't always think of the commissioners and like the Lorain County Solid Waste. We know about that, but we don't always connect to the fact that the commissioners are really the ones who kind of are responsible for that, are in control of that, right?
Right. Yep. That's right. We have the Solid Waste Policy Committee that gives us some recommendations, but yeah, the commissioners are pretty much in charge of the Solid Waste Management District.
And there's a lot that go on with that, with the recycling and all the different types of things, that the programs that are offered. But we're talking about the cab trailer this morning, Clean and Beautiful.
Right.
How many years has that been going on now? Do we have a number on that? I was looking at something. I saw a release that came from
2012.
2012. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we still need to get the word out, though, right?
We do. We want people to utilize it. We have four trailers. It has all the tools to do a beautification project, such as lawn mowers, trimmers, power washers, safety equipment, vests, and it's a great opportunity if you want to do a little cleanup project or even a bigger cleanup project.
I'm thinking, though, it's not for an individual homeowner, right? It's more for groups and service agencies that want to get together and do something good.
Exactly. Yeah, not for residential use or personal reuse, but groups that want to do a park cleanup or roadside cleanup, beach cleanup, things of that nature.
And for how long can somebody have it?
They can have it for 72 hours. It could be extended if it's a larger project. They just need to call our Solid Waste Management District and reserve it.
We have Lorain County Pride Day coming up in a couple of weeks. I imagine the cabs will be booked.
I hope so. I think people need to call and get their reservations in.
That'd be a great opportunity for people to get acquainted with the program.
Right. Well, with the Pride Day as an annual event that's been going on now for a couple of decades, sort of Lorain County knows there's a time coming up where they want to kind of beautify an area, and they know that they have the ability to do that. Sometimes
right.
People think that area is, you know, an eyesore or something, but a lot of times areas are public enough that they can actually help and clean up. They just have to get a group together, and I guess then the next step would be calling over to get the cab trailer.
Right, yep. Trash bags, tools, like I said, all available, ready to go. So just call us up and reserve a trailer.
And now they will come and you pick up the trailer. So you need a vehicle, right, of some sort that would haul the trailer. Is that true?
You'll need either a small SUV or a trailer hitch on a regular car. The smaller cab trailers could definitely be hauled with a car without any problems. Those are more the roadside cleanups or the beach cleanups. The larger trailers, I would recommend at least a small SUV.
Okay. And usually then people will come and get it first thing in the morning and then take it out and use it, as you say, you have 72 hours.
And they pick it up and bring it back to our collection center over on Abbey Road in Elyria.
Now, does anybody get any tips on some of the tools, or is that up to them to know how to operate some of the equipment?
Typically, most everybody that's requesting the program knows how to use the tools.
Okay.
We
do have an age requirement. We don't want young children using power equipment for obvious reasons. But we've not had any problems thus far, and we're happy to say that.
Okay. And it allows people to... So you mentioned trimmers, things for cutting. What other kind of items might they be using this for?
We have your general yard tools. So we have the leaf blower, the weed whacker, the lawn mowers.
Rototiller,
if you're wanting to do a community garden. That seems to be a big push in recent years. People wanted to put in community gardens in their next to their church parking lots. A lot of people are trying to be sustainable that way. So we have the opportunity to provide that. We've also asked that if organizations feel a need for special equipment going forward, to put those recommendations out to us so that we can reevaluate our program as needed and incorporate new tools.
So that way they'll have what's needed or the specialties.
Absolutely.
It's like anybody who grows a tool thing, you start out with the basics, and then
right.
As more things are needed, you think, okay, we have
you incorporate
funds
it in.
To add something, adding things. Do you have things like power washers or things like that too?
We do have one pressure washer. We incorporated that just over a year ago. A lot of people like to utilize that come spring, get all the mold and mildew off of the side of buildings or after they've done a graffiti cleanup. sort of clean the building and prep it for painting. But yeah, we do have one available.
Now, do you try to, well, you mentioned trash bags and stuff, so if they collect all this stuff, is it up to them to then dispose of all this trash, or does that come back with the trailer? What's the
It's both. Some of the smaller organizations didn't necessarily have a means of disposing of it, so they'll ask ahead of time if we pick up litter bags of trash, can we just put it back in the trailer and have you dispose of it when we return it? And that's not a problem as long as we know going into it. The communities that borrow it for Pride Day typically have their own trash disposal arrangements made ahead of time. But our biggest obstacle is a lot of communities and a lot of organizations know it's available for Pride Day, but then after that Pride Day and Pride Week activities, they sort of forget about the program, and it's just not utilized the way it should be throughout the summer and fall.
Okay, so in a sense, you have a need for people to use the cab trailer right now.
Right, I mean, we have a definite need.
You have the cab trailers that are waiting to help out, and instead of people thinking, organizations, how are we going to get this equipment, and they're thinking, I have to go rent this and pick it up here and pick that up here, now that the
we give you everything but the volunteers.
Everything but the volunteers as well.
I just want to mention, too, that Tiffany, I believe you wrote the grant to Lowe's.
Yes, ma'am.
And Lowe's gave us a $5,000 grant to get this program up and running. So I want to give a shout-out to them for helping us out in that.
Lori, all of this under the auspices of the county commissioners, the CAB, and the recycling center. Excuse me. What kind of feedback have you had in recent times, especially about the recycling center?
People love the recycling center. It's so easy, easily accessed. All you have to do is be a Lorain County resident. You pull in, show identification, sign a little paper, and leave. You don't even get out of your car. You pull in, they take it out of your trunk, anything that needs to be recycled that we accept there. And it's simple, easy, and we've had at least 10,000 people, maybe 20,000 people come through the facility
each year.
So we have shred days there, and that's very simple too. Makes it easy for people to recycle.
Do you shred county documents there? Any top secret documents go there?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Just wondered.
Are you looking for a news story here?
I don't know. Who knows where you'll find the news story?
Well, I don't know. But the cab trailers are there for people to rent. Now, again, if people want them coming up, as the weather's getting nicer, they're going to go through this. How do they go about doing it, and how far in advance do they need to really reserve it?
We ask for at least a few days in advance. This way we can make sure that the equipment is functioning properly, make sure there's gas in the gas cans and so forth. The best way would either be to get onto our website at www.loraincounty.us/solidwaste. And there's a little tab on the left that'll say cab trailer. Or you can call directly at 440-328-2368. And put in a request.
Okay, so if you're out there.
It's also a really cute video of Tiffany on that website, too, that you might want to click on.
If people want to rent their cab trailer, it's available. I see it's a free to have it, to use. So if you have an organization and you want to do some cleanup, this is it's there waiting for you to come again. We appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Thank
Tiffany,
you.
And also
thanks for having
Mr. Kukowski, thanks for stopping in and what you do with the Solid Waste Management District. It's a lot of things that we try to keep out of the landfills, and we want to make sure people are recycling properly, and the cab trailer is just another way to beautify Lorain County.
And unfortunately, we can't show this on the air because we're, you know, not TV, but it actually looks like a cab. There's a picture of the cab on the trailer, so it's very distinguished. You will know that it is our cab when you see it.
Now, you should put this in a parade. Have you thought about running these in parades at all?
I'm just giving not.
You, just giving
you
some,
adding
just
to
just
that.
Giving really? You some other ideas, another thing to put on
the
your
big
list.
Big parade here in Oberlin this weekend.
Oh, well, fine.
Maybe too late for that. Well, but
I don't know. But
do you have a trailer hitch on your vehicle?
No.
Right, we don't. We don't have it. Good one, Craig. That's a good
on
one.
On our van, we should.
No, we don't.
No, we should, though.
You need to get one.
Well, okay. We'll work on that as well. Again, you can find out more at loraincounty.us/solidwaste.